can't do that to him, he'd whispered all those years ago. To her. And he had been right. No matter what, I knew that seeing me would dredge up old memories for his family. They may say that it didn't, but they'd be lying. I was a constant reminder of what they lost, and even worse, I was all that was left of the person who had caused their family so much grief. I may not have personally had anything to do with what my brother did to Reed's sister, but I was the only one left they could blame, and I was sure that they did. It was my brother's horrific actions that took something precious from the Hale family. Reed, Dante, Travis, Finley, all of them, including his parents. Jay's sins were mine as his sister, even though I may not have been the one sneaking into Amy's room at night. I might as well have. I was riddled with guilt. Some days it felt like it was eating me alive, burning me up inside and slowly killing something inside of me. I'd tried to leave once before. Tried to get out of here and not look back. That had been my reasoning for wanting to join the Navy. It had also been my reasoning for joining the Army when I heard that Reed had. I'd needed to get away from all the ghosts that were haunting me. The reason Reed's sister was dead was because of Jay. But if I were being honest, I should have told someone with authority what was going on, what had happened to me. My mom hadn't been enough. I should have gone to the police, someone, anyone. My mother and Jay, they had a relationship that was like none I'd ever seen. The type where I knew without any shadow of a doubt that she would protect Jay. She'd side with him, regardless of whether or not what he was doing was wrong, because she believed her son could do no wrong. When my mother had learned what Jay had done to me, she'd laughed in my face. Laughed in my face. She thought I was trying to get him in trouble because I had to clean up the bathroom when it wasn't my day. She'd blamed me, said I should stop playing around. And when I explained to her that I wasn't joking or kidding at all, who the hell joked about their brother touching them inappropriately? She'd taken away my allowance, told me that I didn't deserve it. But shortly after his freshman year had begun, something changed. Something happened that made him angry all the time. And something that caused a switch to flip inside of him, turning him into someone I didn't recognize. It wouldn't be until I was in high school with him that I'd see what was going on at school. How he was bullied, ridiculed, and treated like a pariah. But at that point, he'd been coming into my room at every night for a long time. I no longer cared what happened to him. All the love that I'd once had for my brother had died. All of my friends had disappeared too, at least all of them but two. The ones that had stuck with me, even when I tried my best to push everyone away. I didn't have the best attitude. I wasn't an easy friend to have. It literally took everything Hennessy had to hold on to me that year. But that was likely due to the fact that she was having her own problems at home. Problems that meant she was just as standoffish as I was at times. Laren had been trying to get me to spend time with her for a while. And the day that I'd finally relented, I met Reed. Reed didn't know, but he changed my life. He'd been the person who stopped me from withdrawing further into my shell. A shell I'd erected around me to keep all the pain at bay. It also helped that my brother had started spending more time with Reed's brother, Tobias, and in turn, Reed's sister, Amy. He hadn't been inappropriate with Amy for their entire friendship. Lusting after her hadn't been enough, and he started sneaking into her bed during the sleepovers. If I had once suspected what he was doing to Amy, I would have spoken up. I would have said something. Gone to the police. The grocery store manager that always asked me how I was doing. Hell, even the freaking shoe shop girl who looked at me like she could see through me, like she knew something was wrong behind my fake smiles and even faker words. Because had I known that Jay was doing some of the same things to Amy that he'd been doing to me, I wouldn't have stayed silent. I wouldn't have acted like everything was normal. I'd have said something.